young adults are often less experienced with credit and finances and are navigating financial life events like loans, scholarships, or budgeting for the first time, making them a popular target for fraudsters. And identity theft can affect students as much as or even more than their parents, as scammers can exploit their clean credit record. According to the FTC, 11,904 cases of federal student loan fraud reported in 2022. And the FTC also reported that people under the age of 30 lost nearly $525 million to fraud last year. BBB's 2022 Scam Tracker Risk Report found that students were slightly more likely to lose money in a scam and reported a slightly higher median dollar loss than non-students. People aged 18 to 24 reported the highest median dollar loss of all age groups in 2022. Students can greatly reduce their chance of being a victim by practicing good financial habits. Encourage your student to get in the habit of checking their financial accounts regularly and checking their credit once per year. BBB offers these tips for students to fight identity theft and fraud. Start by taking care of important documents. Send sensitive mail to a permanent address. School mailboxes are not always secure, so have important documents sent to a parent's home or a post office box. And store documents like your Social Security card, passport, and bank statements somewhere safe. Shred any paper documents that have sensitive financial information before you throw them away. Also, keep your card safe. Don't lend your credit or debit card to anyone, even a friend. And when you're entering your PIN, keep an eye out for shoulder surfers. And be sure to protect your devices as well. Make sure your devices have up-to-date antivirus and anti-spyware software. Keep up with patches to your operating system or browser software, which help protect your devices from new scam tactics. And check accounts for suspicious activity. The sooner you identify any potential fraud, the less you'll suffer in the long run. So check your financial accounts frequently. And be sure to check out companies with BBB. Consumers tell BBB that online shopping scams are the most common way they lose money or personal information. When you're shopping online, use BBB.org to make sure unfamiliar websites are legitimate. Look for secure websites with a padlock icon and HTTPS in the URL. Finally, keep up with your credit. Check your credit report for suspicious activity or mistakes. You can do this once a year for free at annualcreditreport.com. For more advice on fighting fraud, visit BBB.org. Some students took out loans and have yet to have to make a payment because they started during the shutdown. And so they don't know who their servicing person is. They don't know anything about it. And scammers want to take advantage of that.